I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For many people in South Africa, it can be difficult to talk openly about race, given the country's history. There is a popular television figure who tackles these issues, but he's not a person, he's a puppet. And as The World's Anders Kelto reports, this puppet has a secret.
South Africa has a TV show that's basically its version of The Daily Show, a satirical news program called Late Night News. And one of the show's best-known characters is a loud, brown-skinned puppet named Chester Missing. Here he is interviewing a white member of parliament named Diane Kohler-Bernard about South Africa's high levels of crime.
Why do you think our crime statistics are so high?
Many issues, a lot of it corruption, greed.
Corruption and greed,
yes,
okay.
Syndicates, international syndicates,
inability. You don't think it's also maybe because white people like you force black people into a system of economic servitude that destroyed families and has created a cycle of poverty? So when are you going to blame yourselves for the crime statistics?
This kind of in-your-face satire has earned Chester a lot of fans, particularly among black South Africans. But here's the thing. The guy who voices the puppet, he's white.
I'm a white South African ventriloquist.
Conrad Koch began doing ventriloquism a decade ago. He says he wanted to do thoughtful comedy, the kind that would touch on difficult issues and push for social justice. He says even today, 20 years after the end of apartheid, the racial disparities in South Africa are staggering.
White South Africans still earn, on average, 6 times more than black South Africans, which is insane. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Koch says taking on the persona of a black South African and channeling his thoughts through a puppet allows him to make jokes that he couldn't otherwise make. And he doesn't just do this on TV.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my little comrade, Mr. Chester Missing!
He also performs at comedy clubs where Conrad, the ventriloquist, plays the straight man to his wisecracking puppet.
Chester, race is a scientific fallacy. There's no such thing as race. An accent is just who you grew up around.
No. Ask anyone in the room here today. Your race and your accent are connected. The darker your skin, the slower the white guy talks to you.
Before Conrad Koch's stage performances became popular, many who saw Chester Missing on TV didn't realize that the man behind the puppet was white. So when fans saw the reality, some took exception to the performance, says Tio Molefe, a South African writer.
Yeah, I think the beef was primarily that this is blackface.
Molefe says Koch's act certainly isn't old-school blackface, where the intent was to mock black people. In fact, Koch often makes white people the butt of the joke. But still, Molefe says, when a white guy gets on stage with a black puppet, it can still feel like mockery.
And you can't just let these things slide.
Molefe criticized Koch's performance in a popular blog. Koch says he understands this criticism. He knows his act can offend.
Well, I'm very, very conscious of the dangers of it. So, to say I ever stopped doubting myself would be a lie. I'm constantly asking. On the other hand, I have black friends, black comedians, black academics who are just saying, Conrad, get over it. Just do what you're doing. It's amazing work.
So for now, Koch has taken that advice. But he has also tweaked his act. Now, he brings attention to the awkwardness of what he's doing.
Read the next question. I'm not going to read it.
Here, he's reading questions on stage that have been tweeted by the audience.
As a puppet of color, why do you have a white ventriloquist? Exactly! He's using me. Okay. You stole our gold, you stole our land, you're even stealing our freaking accent. This isn't comedy. It is comedy. No, it's blackface.
Koch says when he hears laughter like this, he gets the sense that he's doing good and maybe even helping South Africa heal. For The World, I'm Anders Kelto in Cape Town.
You can watch Chester Missing on South Africa's Late Night News. We've got video at PRI.org.